As a born and bred New Yorker, one of the hallmark elements of a city like New York is noise, rush hour, movement. Some people are addicted to it. They love it. The action. You go to the country, if you're a New Yorker, you're actually surprised by the quietude, by the serenity, by the silence. But since the pandemic broke, I can tell you New York has been silenced. Relatively speaking, it's not quite as noisy. And it made me think about the power of silence. It elicited a very powerful statement in the Zohar, in the classic work of Jewish mysticism. The question is asked, what is greater? The service through song, voice, sound, or the service through silence? You see, the priests in the time of the temple, the Holy Temple, would serve in utter silence. The Levites were composers. They served through song. So ostensibly, intuitively, most of us would say, sound is louder than silence. Music, song, is more moving than quiet. The truth is, no, that's not the case. Though song has its power, and we know what it can do to us, transport us to another time and place, but silence reaches a deeper place in the soul. It's so deep, you can't even express it in any sound. You ever wonder when people talk about things? When it comes to superficial things, we can talk about it forever. When you have to talk about more internal things, more intimate, you don't have that many words. So we create the language of metaphor, poetry, which can expand the container so we can express more. But then there are things that even metaphor is not enough. And it's sometimes just a word, a cry, oy vey, a cry of joy. And sometimes that too is not adequate. It's utter silence. In the negative, it can be total shock. In the positive, there are no words to express what I'm feeling now. So silence has great power, the sound of silence. And a time like this, when so much of our daily schedules and routines have been quieted, silenced, the volume has gone down, it's an opportunity to reach and hear a voice that's beyond sound, a voice that comes from the depths of our heart and soul. Try it out. Take a few moments each day and shut off all the external sounds, all the turbulence, and you'll hear a voice that you usually don't hear because it's drowned out by all those powerful noises and sounds in our lives.